Breakfast with Aaron and Helen, 5 to 9 weekdays on Hope 103.2.
As the Premier State, I've got issues with this, but people are fleeing New South Wales. People are fleeing New South Wales at the rate of 50 packed cars a day.
Really?
And I don't know if that's Tarago cars or little, I don't know, small ones, little 121s or something like that.
They're filling them up and they're driving them out of here.
Everyone's going to Queensland. So about 10,000 people left New South Wales in the year to September of last year, whatever. 8,400 people arrived in Queensland.
Do you think they've not got televisions or something? Have they not seen the news? Have they not seen what's been happening in Queensland for the last 6 months or so?
That's true, but it was last year, so it was before that, okay. I suppose. So it was before all of
But they're happy
the
with
issues.
That decision.
Depending where in Queensland, because there's many parts of Queensland that were, well, gee, it's not affecting us, and they felt rotten about the fact that they weren't so put out. But Western Australia, 3,000 people went there.
Mm-hmm.
Tasmania, 360 people. That's not a lot, but it's a small place.
Yeah. That just doubled their population. What are you talking about?
They've got quite issues now with traffic. It takes 2 minutes to get to work. Victoria, 2,700 people. They went to Victoria.
Yeah.
350 went to Canberra. That's an insult.
That really is.
That's really wow.
It's the fireworks.
It must be something like that. New South Australia, 3,300 left. South Australia.
Oh, okay.
Northern Territory, 1,200 people left. But still, why are you leaving New South Wales? Sure.
More than anywhere else. They're leaving here more than anywhere else.
It's very expensive here, okay? That's true. It's hard to get rental accommodation. And jobs that match the amount you pay in rent and mortgages here in Sydney.
Sure, there's
an issue. Yep. Most of us are working four or five jobs, sure. can't pay our bills, sure. Disease issues, and it takes, what, an hour sometimes or 2 hours to get to work? Yeah, okay. But still, why are you leaving New South Wales? What's wrong? Public transport is not very good, sure. But I don't know. We've got to do something about
this. In the role of disgruntled taxpayer this morning, we have
Welcome
Aaron Wright.
Aaron Wright, yay. But it's time to...
You know that kid at school who was just good at sport and it didn't matter which one? Well, sometimes they grow up to be this guy who's a professional now in his second football code, NRL wunderkind and now budding AFL player, Israel Folau. Israel, thank goodness you're on our side now. How's life in the Greater Western Sydney Giants going?
Yeah, it's going all well at the moment. You know, it's been a massive change so far, coming from a different code, but I'm enjoying it so far, and it's very exciting for myself and also my family and friends that are involved as well. So it's going to be a pretty long journey, but a very exciting one.
Yeah. It's seen as a pretty big deal to change codes. How much flack have you copped from people?
Yeah, I've been copping a fair bit from people in the public, but I guess I sort of knew that when I signed with the Greater Western Sydney Giants, but I thought at the time was the right time to sort of change codes, and I thought it was a great opportunity for myself to try something different because I set goals in the NRL that I wanted to achieve, and I achieved that in the 4 years that I was involved. So I'm 21 at the moment, and I thought this was a great opportunity to try a different sport and test my skills out in a different code and see if I could play the game.
Do you know, there's something I've wondered about you. Your Tongan heritage is obviously very important to you.
Yep.
Music is a pretty big part of Tongan culture. Is Israel Folau actually a secret singer?
Everyone asks me that question, if I could sing and that, because a lot of my cousins can play an instrument or they can sing, but... Yeah, that's probably not one of my talents.
Really?
So I'll just keep it to playing sport on the field. A lot of my cousins can sing and play the instrument, but yeah, they're sort of teaching me at the moment, which is good fun.
Nice. Have you got much family in Sydney? Because I know your Brisbane move was to be closer to family at the time. How about down here?
Yeah, I've probably actually got more family here in Sydney than in Brisbane. But yeah, we've settled in pretty good at the moment already. We've been here for a few months now, and like I said, it's been great so far, and I'm enjoying it.
Good stuff. And if people want to hear some more of your story, you're actually going to be sharing this Easter.
Yeah, that's right. We got a big youth night coming up next month on the 22nd. which is Easter Friday. The venue's at Eastern Creek Public School, 200 Rudhill South Road. It starts at 6, so it's aimed at all, you know, mostly all the young people out there to, you know, if they're not doing anything, you know, we'd welcome them to come and have a look. But the message for that night is for us to, you know, we're doing a few dramas and plays on that night. You know, just the focus is, you know, we're doing a modern outlook at the real reason for Easter. And it's going to be good for a lot of the young people out there in the world, because there's, you know, as I said, there's a lot of bad influences out there that young people get caught up in. And I think it's really important for them to come and realise what is important in their life, which is God, because he can really help a lot of the young people out there that get sort of mixed up in all the sort of worldly influences, which can, you know, lead to, unhappy life for them. But, yeah, that night's going to be a great night. A lot of music, a lot of prize giveaways and lots of food. And I'll be speaking on that night. I'll be sharing my testimony on that night and how I... you know, I'll probably share a little bit at the moment right now, actually. The last few months has been, you know, pretty amazing for me. It's sort of like a miracle in a way for me. And I keep explaining this to my family and also my auntie and my friends. The last, 20 years that's gone by, most people don't know this, but I'll say this out now because I guess people will know this later on. But we were Mormons, you know, for 21 years, but we're not now. And we've come to join the AOG Pentecostal Church, and probably for 3 months and a bit now, actually about 4 months, and it's been a big change in my life. Like I said, I've never felt closer to God now than now in my life, and this time now, since coming to church now, and it's been amazing, because my career now, you know, every day I just think about God, and when I'm on my way to training, that's all I'm thinking about. I listen to church music, and before I never sort of, well, you know, I listen to church music, but only on Sundays. But, you know, it seems like I listen to it every day now, and I can't get rid of it, because that's how amazing it is. I just want to share it with all the young people, but I guess I'll share it a lot more and how I feel about it on this night here, on the 22nd. So that's why I want to, you know, get a lot of the young people to come out on this night, because it's going to be great fun.
Yeah, it sounds like God's become very real to you lately.
Yeah, he has been. The last, not only to myself, but to the rest of my family as well. And I can see, you know, the difference between myself now than before, and also with my family, we're a lot happier. And like I said before, we feel a lot closer to God now, and that's a really happy thing for us. And you know, we've been getting a lot of support from our family and friends on the outside, which is even my auntie and all my cousins. They've been really helpful, and we share a close bond, which is really good for us.
Well, good all stuff. The details of this event are on our notice board, so go to hope1032.com.au and to search for Mount Zion Youth.
I've got a disclaimer. I don't usually listen on a new phone conversation.
I'm not sure anymore. I'm not sure anymore.
No, I generally actively avoid listening. I'll tune out. I'm pretty good at it. But yesterday, I tuned in.
Oh.
Because there was this little conversation coming out of Aaron's office that was sounding particularly cute. You just had your... your warm daddy voice on.
As opposed to my rude, cold, normal voice.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, that's fair. I understand.
Yeah, and I heard this little, oh, hello, how's my big girl today? It was very, it was lovely. Who were you talking to?
Note to self, close the door. my daughter, Lara.
Oh.
She's very chatty on the phone.
Getting good at answering it. Oh, does she pick it up?
Very good too, yeah, yeah.
They get quick, don't they?
For sure.
Your wife may never get near that phone to answer it again.
He hasn't spoke to any market researchers yet, though.
Really?
I'd be keen for it to, but that's all right. Anyway.
she can defend
it. Fill out the service, the survey, yeah, sure.
Yeah. But that was very cute. I did notice she seemed to be putting in some requests with you there.
Yeah, she wanted to go to the hardware store. This is unbelievable. She asked me, can we go to the hardware store this afternoon for sand, for the sand pit? But that's not the point. Mm. Like, go.
Yeah, you've got her pretty well trained, haven't you?
That's right. Like, of course we'll go there.
Yes, dear, we can go to the hardware store.
Toy shop or some, I don't know, fairy thing.
No, I know.
But, yeah, go to the local hardware store. Absolutely, let's go. And sure, we'll pick up some sand, and I've got a few things I need to buy as well. A big list is growing. And, oh, look at that. They're on special. And, it's a fun thing.
I was just pretty impressed with how you'd got her trained. I'm thinking maybe a parenting manual could be in the pipeline from you in the future.
Why not?
Yeah.
Dads, you don't have to do fairy things with your daughters. You can take them to the hardware store. They have playgrounds too.
This guy has had a lifetime of being a sports tragic and has managed to turn it into a full-time job. Fantastic. Clayton Hines, how are you this morning?
Yeah, I'm great. I'm great. Thanks. How are you guys?
Yeah, well, now, from where you sit, why has Ricky Ponting chosen now to step down?
Well, I think Ricky Ponting's looked back to Sachin Tendulkar's decision to resign from the captaincy and the following good form that he's had in the hope that he can keep or add a few more years onto his career.
Interesting. So do you reckon he might have lost it all if he hadn't stepped down now?
I think he would have. Look, Australia has this long history in cricket, has this long history of its captains playing out their careers as captain. This idea of being able to resign the captaincy to extend your career, that's something that we don't normally do. And I think the writing was on the wall for Ponting.
Very interesting. Is that a fair thing that he can play on? Is it worth having him continue on as a batsman?
Well, to be fair to him, he's got one of the best records in Australian cricketing history. This guy has scored more runs than anyone else in Australia. He's got more double centuries, I think, than nearly anyone else. So, I mean, he is one of the celebrated cricketers of all time, one of the greatest batsmen of all time. So to say that, should he continue on as a batsman, we'll just have to wait and see whether lifting this burden of the captaincy off his shoulders will actually translate into better form.
And so Clark looks like he's going to be the anointed successor here. What has Clark got to offer as a captain, do you reckon?
Well, they've been grooming him for a number of years now, and Cricket Australia's put all their faith into supporting Michael Clark for the captaincy. He had a little hiccup with his fiance a few years ago that caused a few problems with the team, but he's coming along well as a cricketer and as a captain, so I really think that over time he'll do very well in that position.
Yeah, you think so? He's not getting a hugely positive response, is he, Clarkie?
No, look, a poll came out today showing that there are a few other players, including Watson, the cricketing public would prefer as the captain. But look, he's been trained for this job for the last few years, and I think that it's inevitable that he'll get it, and we'll just have to wait and see how he handles that pressure.
Mm. What makes a good captain?
I think being able to manage the egos, manage the play as well off the field is a very important factor. And that's something that Clark is going to have to really work at. And also being able to maintain your own form on the field. And that, of course, with being able to direct the game and being able to make on-field decisions as well is very important. And Clark has a very good cricketing brain. So I don't think he'll have any problem on the field. It's just a matter of whether or not he can, rally the troops around the cause.
Have you got a favourite? Have you got an all-time favourite Australian cricket captain?
Got to be Border. Uh-huh. I grew up watching Alan Border, and quite often My father was actually the chaplain of the Australian cricket team for some time, so I got into the sheds and was able to sit next to Border in a few matches. And you know, he embodies everything that the Australian cricket captain should be, I think.
Who else would there be if it wasn't, if Clark in the end doesn't become captain, if they choose not to go with that? Who else would step up? Who else is there that you would assert be a good replacement?
Well, I would suggest Cameron White, but the problem with Cameron White is that he just hasn't been able to perform on the field well enough to take that position. And I, reading between the lines, I think that most of the cricketing fraternity have a lot of good things to say about Cameron White's ability on the field and off field to be able to work with the players and make the right decisions. But his form just hasn't been there to warrant him a position in the team.
Well, thank you so much for your time, Clayton.
Not a problem.
I guess you could say, though, furthering in Clark's favour, Michael Clark's favour, he's in more catalogues than anyone else.
Someone on the forums was referring to him as Captain Handbag, which seems a little harsh.
That's a little harsh. Sure, he's a metro and he looks after himself.
He does. Web guy Andrew Morris, you explain all the technical advancements of the world to us. What's been going on lately?
Oh, well, Helen, it's good to speak to you this Wednesday morning. Amazon overnight has launched a new service which they're calling the Amazon Cloud Drive. It's an internet service that lets customers store music and other digital files on their computer service.
Mm-hmm.
They're giving customers of Amazon 5 gig free. And so if you buy a music track from them or, I guess, a book or whatever, you can store the digital files on their servers, on their cloud, if you like, for free. If you buy a music track, it actually goes up to 20 gig of storage for a year. And this is upsetting a few of the music companies, such as Sony and stuff, because the record companies are still struggling with what they do with music rights when you buy a music track and all that kind of stuff. The technology is moving a lot quicker than what the record companies can put business plans together with. So they're a bit upset that Amazon will allow customers to store music on this cloud storage device. So anyway, companies like Apple and some other online music companies haven't gone this way. So Amazon sort of skipped the agreement with record companies. Apparently, has skipped the going through agreements with record companies and just launched this service. So we'll see what happens there.
Is that handy if your computer crashes because it's all stored somewhere else?
Yeah, I guess it is. It's like a great service called Dropbox, which is the same kind of principle that that you download the app or the little software program and you upload a file from home, and when you get to work, you can download it from the same, like from Dropbox. You don't have to have a USB or burn it onto a CD or whatever. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, same concept. Very good. Of course, you just mentioned that the iPad 2 is sold out around the country, and there's a estimated online wait of 2 to 3 weeks before you can get your next iPad if you're after that. But, yeah, we don't need to really talk more about that. They get plenty of publicity themselves.
Yes.
They love doing that, don't they?
Oh, they do.
Just getting a delay, getting some hype.
Yeah, yep. They're very good at it. And also, with the iPad coming out and stuff, it is opening the opportunities for, well, as we've seen, you know, someone like Murdoch to put out a newspaper that's only an iPad newspaper version. But it's also allowing record companies like Universal Music to start playing around with enhanced, features, or going back to the traditional album art and all the bits and pieces that you got in an album sleeve with all the info. They're working on doing like videos and interviews with the artists and more kind of maybe like coffee table kind of artwork and packaging,
oh, wow,
which is on the iPad when you buy a full complete album online.
So bringing back the 70s.
You get this extra bonus, which is made possible because of, you know, apps and stuff. So that's what the music industry is looking at, and they're hoping that this kind of stuff will encourage people to buy albums instead of just singles off albums online. And that is basically it. That is technology news for this Wednesday. I should say plenty of... there was one story else. photographic apps. There are a lot of free software that you can touch up your photos online that you don't have to necessarily buy a photo software package. But Adobe Photoshop has released their latest version of Photoshop Express 2.0, which is a free app to tidy up some of your photos. But, you know, of course, they have some features that are locked away and will be unlocked if you pay a few bucks. But if you're a fan of Adobe, you might want to check out their free app, Photoshop Express 2.0.
And good on you. Thank you so much, Andrew Morris.
Pleasure. I'll speak to you next week.
Breakfast with Aaron and Helen, 5 to 9 weekdays on Hope 103.2.